This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I spoke with Dr. Dixie Keys. She's a professor of middle-level education at Arkansas State. She came to the studios with her students, Olivia Peeler, Jennifer Reeves, and Lindsay Hart. Keys taught Peeler, Reeves, and Hart how to develop a new curriculum. The students participated in a roundtable about their development of digital text sets during the National Council of Teachers of English Conference in Houston in November. I started the interview by asking Keys about the new curriculum.
It's really important in our program that the students see themselves as professional educators. And part of this is they learn how to research and develop the best curriculum for students that's engaging and contemporary. And so one thing we offer them is the chance to present at a professional forum any curriculum that they have created that's original in our program. And so I submitted an abstract for them to be a part of a roundtable at a national conference for the National Council of Teachers of English. And the session was called The Future is Now, Exploring 21st Century Teaching Ideas with the Next Generation of English Teachers. And it was accepted, and Lindsay and Jennifer and Olivia did an excellent job preparing their materials and presenting at the roundtable with other pre-service teachers and graduate students in Houston.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Olivia, kind of tell us a little bit about your part in this, if you don't mind.
Well, our presentation was called Considering Arts as Text, Depicting Social Activism Through Text Set Development. And my part that I brought is the artwork and the pictures. I really focused a lot on students seeing art as text. Because usually when you say text, you think books, you think the boring original, like Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, things like that. But text can also be pictures, it can be art, it can be, as Lindsay and Jennifer will show, music and things of that sort. So I really focused on getting kids to look deeper into pictures and deeper into their minds and their emotions on when they look at pictures and things like that. That was what I brought to our presentation.
Okay, and Jennifer, if you don't mind, tell us about your part in this.
Yeah, I focused on protest anthems and how social activism through music throughout the ages. And so I, like Olivia just said, you know, a lot of people don't consider that music can be a text set. But, you know, the lyrics, the songs, music is powerful. It, you know, it touches us and it touches something deep within everybody. And so it connects on a very personal level with people. They can make really deep connections with it. It actually activates a long-term memory when they listen to music. Just like how we're growing up, you know, we still remember songs from our childhood, like Wheels on the Bus and things like that. Like, we still remember that stuff. So playing this music and attaching that to our text sets with books and with pictures and with whatever else you want to add to it, that really helps to cement it in their minds and allows them to make a very personal and deep background connection to it.
Okay. Lindsay, tell us about what you did as well. Kind of tell us about your part in this.
Okay. What I did was pretty much just wrapping up what these two did and coming up with a practical way that teachers can use that in the classroom. I created a biography text set project where students, after their teacher has introduced them to a text set, they choose a historical figure and they create their own text set. So they're going to be finding literature, pictures, music, and that's going to be a way that they can further explore this historical figure. And like Jennifer said, that leads to much deeper learning when the students are the ones creating the text sets, because we have to start them out with that. We can't expect them to know how to make a text set or what that even is. So that's what we do as teachers. We create those text sets, we present them to students, and then we have them use those as a final product for their own work. So what I did, I actually laid out a project with steps for the teacher, some different options to individualize that for the teacher's classroom. So I kind of just put a bow on what these two did.
All right, fantastic. That's Lindsay Hart, Jennifer Reeves, also Olivia Peeler. We're talking to them as well as Dixie Keys on the Create at State podcast here on KASU. Dixie, one thing I was wanting to ask you about, when you're talking about curriculum development, and this is a lot of what this was, mm-hmm. How do you go into the process of saying, okay, we're going to develop something, you know, in that regard, by way of a, what sounded like was a new curriculum? How do you go into the process of doing something like that?
I'm so glad you asked, because the origin of this was that I created a text set as their teacher to show them how important modeling is as teachers. One thing, and Lindsay shares this with groups when she talks, is that I always have this mantra of, if you're going to have students do something, you have to do it yourself first. And so I created a text set that was had an origin in social justice and activism, and it had the poetry of Langston Hughes. It had the writing of James Weldon Johnson. And I started with more classic literature, and I did a timeline all the way through contemporary literature with Angie Thomas's recent novel, The Hate U Give. And the text set had multiple kinds of genres. It had music in it. It had informational pieces in it, including rap songs and so forth. And all of this connected back to the themes that James Weldon Johnson and Langston Hughes wrote about. So I presented that to the class, and Lindsay and Jennifer and Olivia took one of the hook articles or photos or whatever they chose from my text set, and that was where they branched off and took their own pathway to develop their text set, which also each one had the theme of social justice and activism.
And so with that, you all were able to present that. And so how were you all selected to go to Houston to be able to present this?
It's mostly because I've been a member of National Council of Teachers of English since 2000, and I'm very involved in that organization. And again, talking because of the professionalism that teachers need to be involved in and maintain. So this one group, a graduate strand in National Council of Teachers of English, offered this opportunity for any university professor to bring their pre-service teachers and share projects like this. So it was a huge room full of, probably 100 to 150 people, and we were all learning from one another.
So, Olivia Peeler, let's ask you about your thoughts on being at that conference there. Kind of what was your takeaway from experiencing something like this?
It was absolutely incredible to see so many people who have the same goals as me. Even being a pre-service teacher, I have goals and achievements I want my future students to have. And it was really empowering to be in a room full of new ideas and teachers who have been teaching forever, and taking away resources and ideas to better myself before I even get started teaching in a classroom.
All right. Jennifer Reeves, what do you say?
I loved it. I loved everything about the whole experience. It was certainly not what I expected. I didn't even know there were that many English teachers, I guess, in the state coming to that, but it was huge. And it was kind of like a maze going to the convention center. It was very, very much like a maze trying to figure out where everything was. They offered hundreds of sessions, different sessions that you can choose from to go to, and we went to several of them. They even had ones focusing on new teachers going into the classroom, which was extremely helpful because we're going to be graduating in May. So that gave us an edge, I think, to go into our classroom.
Right. Lindsay, if you don't mind, please.
I really agree with Olivia about the resources. Not only did we receive physical resources, but just encouragement from teachers who have lifelong careers. I mean, there were teachers of 30 plus years there sharing their experiences with us. So the resources to me were really important. And also walking away with just a new philosophy. Our philosophies for teaching are always changing. And I think that NCTE really had a profound impact on mine. It just really energized me. And it made me think about the way that I can raise my student voices in the classroom.
Okay. Jennifer, you said you're graduating in May.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all? So
yes.
Everyone's graduating in May.
Graduating in May, yes.
Okay. So, Olivia, let's go back to you. And we'll ask the same question once again. How do you think that this conference and your experience here at Arkansas State will prepare you and help you as you go into the classroom after graduation?
I think my experiences that I've had, you know, at the conference at NCTE and also here at Arkansas State University will slingshot me far and high when I go into the classroom. I'm very grateful for my professor, especially Dixie Keys, for all her wisdom and her words of encouragement, because I feel so prepared to go into the classroom and to be
not just be a teacher, but be a lifter of student voices and lifter of student ideas, and getting students to see their potential even when they're having the worst luck, or they're down on their luck, or they're having a tough time. They can still rise above that, and I feel like I can give them the tools to come above any situation that is going to be in their way.
All right, and so and what do you want to teach?
I'm going to be teaching social studies or English. I can teach grades 4 through 8.
Okay, fantastic. And Jennifer Reeves, your thoughts?
I think Olivia really said it. I mean, I feel really prepared. I feel like Dr. Keyes has done everything she could possibly do to launch us into very successful careers. I feel like we have the resources that we need. I feel like A-State has done a really great job of making sure that we're ready to go.
Very good. And what will you be teaching?
I'll be teaching either English or social studies as well, 4th through 8th.
Okay. And so Lindsay Hart, if you don't mind.
I completely agree, once again, with what these two have said about Dr. Keyes. I believe that if you've taken one of her education courses, even just one, you are prepared. You are more than prepared. I feel like she has done a great job individually, connecting to each one of us as individuals. You know, coming to college as a freshman, I pictured to be sitting in just a class full of hundreds of people, where the professors don't care who you are. They just want to get you in and out of the class. But at A-State, the professors, they really do. They care about you. They care about your success. Mm-hmm. And as far as NCTE, I feel like that conference has really prepared me for teaching, because it brought up some issues that I had never thought about. And some of those issues are definitely going to be relevant in my classroom. So I'm really thankful for that experience, to be able to gain some new understanding from some teachers who have already been doing it.
Right. And so what are you going to be teaching?
Either English, language arts, or social studies, grades 4 through 8.
Okay. That sounds good. So sound like you all were able to take a lot away from this conference. And I think, Lindsay, you kind of opened it up by way of saying that there were a lot of things you didn't even think about, by way of some issues and all that. Dixie, when you think about the future of teaching and you have these students here, I know teachers do face a lot of challenges, you know, in this time and in the classroom and all that. I know you do what you can to be able to prepare them for those things. What are some of the things that teachers face that we may not think about by way of some of the challenges that they may face in a time like this?
I think it's important for especially new teachers to advocate for one another, which I think Lindsay and Olivia and Jennifer have already begun. And they see beyond the local scope of things. They now know that they're in tune with teachers across the country. And so entering any networks like NCT offers, the National Writing Project, which I've talked to them about, going to conferences at the state, regional, and national level, just advocating for one another is really important. And here at A-State, we also have a new teacher support network that we began 3 years ago. So we invite our alumni to come back and gather together in the spring and in the fall every year. And we address contemporary topics or issues that teachers face and go through, including things like self-care, classroom management, revisiting that. What's it like now that you've had your own classroom? And to see if we can give them additional resources.
And Dr. Keyes, how important is that, to be able to have that connection between the community and also teachers and potential teachers who are going into the classroom pretty soon?
I think it's necessary for what Olivia described as being able to keep that energy level to uplift students, because you're working with like a microcosm of humanity every day. You've got 20 to 30 students in your classroom, and that's just one period. And so that's a lot of energy that teachers have to maintain, and I don't think unless you've done it, you fully understand. I think we highly underestimate both the professionalism, the energy, and the intellect it takes to be a teacher on a long-term basis. And we need teachers to be in the classroom on a long-term basis, because every year they get better and better at what they do. So I think we all need to really keep on uplifting teachers, and we need to pay them more. I'm just going to say that. Soapbox.
You heard about how Olivia, Jennifer, and Lindsay talked about you and what you've meant to them. What have these students meant to you, Dr. Keyes?
I think I've cried several times over the last year thinking about them and all that they've accomplished. There are many, many things I could tell you about if we had time. But all three have been part of a Creative Commons Community Impact Team project. This group is extremely special to me, and I try to keep up with my students after they're gone, but these three, I have a feeling, we're definitely going to be in touch a lot, or especially over their first year. I know their boyfriends and future husbands. We've driven in a van back and forth to Houston together. We've eaten at McDonald's multiple times because that's what we could afford. They are going to make a huge impact in the world of education, and they're going to impact thousands of young people's lives. And that's why I got into this job, is to make sure that that happens.
Ladies, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Before we let you run, anything else you all like to add about this, please? And we'll start with you, Olivia.
We're going to be able to impact students in our futures because of the knowledge and wisdom that we gain from Dr. Dixie Keys. And I'm not just saying for me, I'm saying for all. There's 11 of us in our group, and I know specifically me, Jennifer, and Lindsay, and I, we have taken so much from Dixie. A reoccurring theme in all of our sessions at NCT actually was, oh, we've heard this from Dixie Keys before. So it's like every time we learn something new, it has hints of Keys in it. So any success that I have in my future career as being a teacher, because I plan on being in this for a very long time, I'm going to credit to what I've learned from her, because her knowledge is so vast and deep, and her lessons are an inch wide and a mile deep. And I'm really thankful for her, and I'm thankful for Arkansas State University.
Jennifer?
Really just everything Olivia just said, honestly. I mean, I'm really thankful for this experience. I'm really thankful for the program. It's been really great. It's offered me opportunities that I know some other schools don't have and don't offer to their students. And so it's been really fantastic, but I'm excited to graduate.
Sure, absolutely. Yes. We're ready to get out there.
Yeah,
and get
ready,
started.
Ready to have my own classroom and to apply everything. I'm just so prepared and ready to go. And I'm just super thankful to Dr. Keys for everything that she's done for us.
Lindsay Hart?
Just reflecting on the past 2 years we've spent in the teacher education program, it's been really great to watch how that's changed with what we need. So I'm just really thankful that Arkansas State and the teacher education department has listened to what teachers are dealing with in the classrooms now, and that they have changed with the times. I'm really glad to be a part of a department that keeps up with education. And of course, like Olivia said, we would not be where we are without Dixie Keys.
You heard from students Lindsay Hart, Jennifer Reeves, and Olivia Peeler, as well as Dr. Dixie Keys. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. Please tell others about the Create at State podcast. Also, leave us a review. We love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.